The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Every once in a while, despite the fact that my moniker, my nombre, is on the billboard that is this show.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We genuflect to it every day.
Yeah.
We see it when we come in.
Yeah. Slacker Show. Yeah. I just acquiesce, and Hack comes in today and goes, you know what we need to do? I don't know why I'm doing the impersonation of you as just hammered, but when this idea came to you, you had to be a little drunk when this came to you.
No, I think it's a good idea.
Okay. T-Hack has decided that we need to take calls, and we need you to call with your roof stories.
Yeah. Yeah,
so that time you had a roofer over.
No.
It was that time, there he was, and we wanted shakes, and he just kept pitching the shingles, and we were like, no, we're a shake family. Roof story.
No.
Your job is riding on whether or not you looked me in the eye and said, everyone's got a roof story.
They do. So do you know what the Slacker Show needs?
A roof story.
More roof talk. No.
Roof talk.
There were a couple stories that I found of things happening on a roof, and I was thinking about, I remember when I was on the roof and blah, blah, blah. And then
one of them the kid, I don't even know what state it was in, but I just saw the, he was a missing person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the news came to just film. It's like if it was here, like 9 News went, but it was like in New York or somewhere. I don't even remember.
Brooklyn.
No, I actually saw the still. I saw the shot from the newscopter. They live in a high rise building, and the kid's just in a chair on the roof. Like the news station was just going to be like, here's some B-roll of the kid's building as we're talking about this kid who's missing. And they're like, hey, he's on the roof. His backpack is sitting there, and his feet, he's like in an Adirondack chair or whatever you call those things. And he's just kicking it.
Just hanging out. Yeah. He was like playing hooky from school, and they thought he was missing. He was just on his iPad on the roof.
So that's what inspired you?
Yeah.
To do roof stories?
I feel like everyone has gone onto the roof and they've done something. I've talked about my senior prank where we had to climb onto the roof. It was a big deal of the school to try to get up there to spray paint our number.
They can call with any story as long as it has the word roof in it.
Yeah. As long as.
So that time
you had to be on the roof.
Hold on. I'm checking the rules of the game. What about that time? I had a bunch of friends over. We were hammered.
Okay.
And one of them says, let's go drink on the roof. And I'm like, okay, but first, let's make a whole thing of Totino's pizza rolls. And we did. And before we went on the roof, we all threw one in our mouth and burned the roof of our mouth. And we never made it onto the roof. Would that qualify as a roof story? Because I said roof like 5 times.
I don't know. Would you want me to put them through with that?
Dude, your job is riding on.
Okay.
If we don't get at least 4 different unique stories for roof stories.
Okay.
2 things will happen. 1, roof goes into the trash can as being never done again. We will never do it again on the show. 2, you will take the trash out and never come back.
Okay, I will never be on the show again.
Correct.
Okay.
So we need at least 4 calls.
Of roofs. Roofs. Roof. Roof stories. Everyone's got one.
If you've got a roof story, save T-Hack's job. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I had a buddy in high school who we would always go, his parents wouldn't let him come out with us all the time. He was always getting in trouble for stuff, but we would still be hanging out. So we ding dong ditch his house. We knew he was in there and stuff. And then we started climbing up onto his roof, and he would leave his bedroom door window open. So then from the roof, we would get into his house. And then we'd just be waiting in his room. And sometimes he would come, and sometimes his mom would open the door, and there'd just be everyone's in there because we're on the roof. And I remember they would catch us on the roof climb. It became such a thing that they were scouting the roof to catch us on there.
I'm going
to
tell you this. The story's got to be better than that one.
Okay. Yeah. I believe in the listeners that they're wilder than that.
Okay.
Have you've never climbed onto a roof or done anything bad on a roof?
I have a couple different stories. One does not involve getting onto the roof.
Okay, let's hear it.
There was a 4th of July celebration at my buddy Mark's house when he lived in Wash Park. And we had imbibed quite a bit. And we all decided to, in Wash Park, they have a separate garage in the back. It's detached, I guess is the word I'm looking for. Everyone climbed onto the roof. And most of the kids climbed onto the roof. And my daughter wanted to climb onto the roof, but it was kind of high and the ladder scared her.
Mm.
So she got onto my back and then I climbed the ladder.
Ooh.
But I don't know if you've ever, have you ever ridden a motorcycle?
No.
If you ride a motorcycle and you have a passenger on the back who doesn't understand how to ride a motorcycle, if they don't lean with you, you're both going to die. Because they're throwing your equilibrium off. Like, you know what to do with the bike. And if they counteract that, it's going to throw your inertia. It's bad. Well, my daughter did that on the ladder.
Oh, no.
So about halfway up the 20-foot ladder, so 10 feet up, we were screwed. And so I had to jump off the ladder face first so that she would land on me as opposed to me landing on her.
Oh, no.
Which at this point...
That's good, Dad.
Yeah. She will not go up two steps on a step ladder right now. She is deathly afraid of ladders to this day because of what I did to her when she was like 5.
Really? Yes. Because she wasn't leaning
with
you.
She leaned the wrong way. Like, I'm trying to, like, you're raising your arms and going up.
Mm-hmm.
But so I know it's not a roof story, but my daughter is scarred for life because of her roof.
It counts. You were going to the roof.
My real story is this. I was, my old house, you could open my master bedroom window and step out onto the roof.
Ooh.
Out onto the first level of the roof. So I would go out and put Christmas lights up that way.
Okay.
So I was putting Christmas lights up and one of my neighbors came over and was like, "So you're putting the lights up?" I'm like, "Yeah." And he said, "Is that Mojo in the window?" Mm-hmm. So my dog was looking out the window, the very window that I climbed out of.
Oh.
When he said the word Mojo, Mojo jumped onto the roof.
Oh no.
Which was slanted. And all I heard was the little paws, not being able to hold it together. And then Mojo falling off the roof.
Oh no.
And landing in my front yard. And then Mojo streaking across the street to go see the neighbor. He survived.
Oh wow.
He survived the fall.
And the neighbor's like, hey, buddy, you okay? Hey. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So a roof almost killed my dog and my daughter. So
well,
if you want to stick with your plan of doing roof stories.
I didn't
mean
to bring it.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a
My father used to build houses.
Mm-hmm.
God rest his soul. He was tragically killed in a roof accident back in Nam. Mm. Okay. I've taken it too far.
Check some timelines.
Also, my father's still alive. So.
Okay, good.
All right. I am trying to sabotage.
Everyone's got a roof story. Prove me right, people.
It's got to be, it can't just be going out on a roof and drinking. Something bad has to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You fell off. You fell through the roof at all.
So it's falling stories you want. Do you want roof stories or falling stories?
Yes, just a roof story. It's clear.
If you've got a roof story, you can save TX job.
Yeah.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What'd you do?
What do you mean? I believed in the listeners. They believed in me. I'm so happy. You're stuck with me.
We're apparently doing roof stories. And I said if we don't get at least 4 calls, TX fired. Yeah. And if you're calling right now, you're getting a busy signal. Because so many idiots are trying to save your stupid job.
Everyone's got a roof story.
No,
I'm telling you, everyone's
got
one.
Did you talk to these? Like, are these good stories or are they?
They're roof stories. Well,
Marie?
Yay.
Roof. What do you got?
We were flying the drone in a snowstorm in Steamboat, and then we accidentally dropped the drone on the roof. And then the neighbor said, "I know a guy in Craigslist can go on your roof." So he called his 4 friends and went up in the roof, grabbed the drone, and we have the best footage of snowy Steamboat Christmas Day.
Wow. So not only the roof story.
Is this a roof story or a drone story?
There's a roof guy.
I'm just like
a roof guy.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to figure out if what we're hearing here right now, Marie, is a drone story. How about tomorrow we do drones? Okay. Nothing but drone stories.
Okay, call back.
All right. Thank you for the call, Marie. You're letting that one go.
It was on the
roof. That's a drone story.
She involved a roof guy, a specialist. Okay.
Joey?
Yay.
Roof. What do you got?
Okay, so I was a teenager, and this was like a one-story house. Like,
an older house where the basement is like underground.
Mm-hmm.
So I climb up onto the roof to put Christmas lights on. Well, I couldn't get down. So I was stuck up there because I'm afraid of heights.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend literally had to come over and help me get off the roof. And everybody was laughing at me and I was just crying hysterically.
Wow.
This feels like a Christmas light story.
Come on.
Hey, you
come on. She was stuck. She's afraid of heights. Stuck.
How did they get you down? What did they do to get you off? Like open a can of tuna?
No.
Oh, that works for
they were... He like was holding my hand. I was like, okay, step here. I got you. And I'm like so terrified to get down.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. Roof guy is apparently like an in-demand service.
A Craigslist area for just roof dudes. Thank you, Joey.
I don't make it to that section of Craigslist very often.
Ryland.
Yai.
Roof. What do you got?
All right. So I was actually in high school myself, but me and my buddies went up to the roof of our elementary school, and I first one on. I was told the cops were being called, so I went to go get to the end, and I actually fell straight off, broke my jaw straight on the concrete.
Oh, wow.
Yep, hit my face straight on concrete. I had to go get right to the hospital right away, a bunch of screws in my teeth, everything, and mouth wired shut.
This feels like an idiot story.
yeah, pretty much.
Oh, no, it's a roof story.
Thank you for the call, man.
I have my back, Riley.
All right, well, that was only three. We needed four calls, so T-Hack no longer works here.
Come on, there's more.
Jack.
Yai.
You see, everybody exhaled. They were like,
my key card stopped working for 1 second there.
Jack, what's your roof story?
Hey, so when I was a teenager, first of all, I grew up with a swimming pool on our backyard, and we had a two-story house, and there was a balcony. It was technically a roof that you could kind of walk out of. It was this rickety old roof.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends and I, when my mom was gone, we would come home at lunchtime and we would jump off of the roof into the swimming pool.
This feels like a stupid dare story.
We got a little bit more.
He didn't get to finish his story before his cell phone gave out. So
he's
we're
probably
still
on
at,
a roof. That's why he's so dedicated.
Jen?
Hi.
What's your roof story?
This kind of seems funny. I just picked my daughter up and I'm looking at the school, but our senior prank, we put a car on the roof.
Ooh, wow. You actually did it? I've heard of that.
Did you have to take it apart or did somebody bring a crane?
Yeah, no, it was a VW. I'm a little old. I graduated in 1993, but yeah, it was a VW. Took apart and...
How many pieces do you take it apart in?
Lots.
There was a bunch of guys involved.
It's like always auto shop does it. Like your auto shop.
Well, I'm always wondering, is it like, can you do it in four big chunks or does it have to be like...
No, like lots of...
Like, all right, who's bringing the seatbelts up?
No, you just...
No, we didn't take the engine up. It was a VW bug. Those things come apart and then the frame is like nothing.
Yeah, they left the engine down below.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great roof story.
It's a great prank story. I wouldn't call that a roof story.
Involved a roof?
It's like you've got stories in your drone story. I'm not counting that
the
one.
People have my back.
No, they have your back, but they're
the
not telling
me.
Claire?
Yai, yai.
Yai. Roof. Why are you trying to save his job?
Yes, thank you, Claire.
So a lifetime ago when I was 21, I was living in Okinawa, Japan, and I was working on a Marine Corps base, and we had a tsunami party, like in a tsunami, and all went onto the roof of the barracks.
Why?
And what? There was this, because it was, just 21 is stupid, and they're Marines. And so there was this giant, and there was this giant radio antenna on the roof of the barracks.
Yeah.
And so we're all drinking, and I'm so glad my son isn't going to hear this because he's in North Carolina. Us girls were acting like it was a stripper pole. And so next thing I know, I'm halfway like down the roof on the drain pipe, and I went in through the window because the wind had blown, and I kind of like slid off the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in through the window and ended up hugging a mop when I woke up in the morning with a massive hangover.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's what we have. Okay. We have yet another drunk moron story, not a roof story.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.